USA Radio News.
Two children are among the six people who died in a Montana pileup after a Friday evening dust storm caused blackout conditions. Montana Highway Patrol Sergeant Jay Nelson said investigators so far have found no other factor that contributed to the 22-vehicle pileup. Shark attacks are up all around the country. Two people were bitten by a shark within hours of each other off the coast of New York, making it the fourth and fifth shark attacks off of Long Island in 2 weeks.
He's a little shaken up, as you can imagine, but we believe he's going to be okay.
County Executive Steve Maloney. Scientists cite warming ocean temperatures and a resurgence of bunker fish for the shift in sightings. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
While President Biden continues his trip in the Middle East, meeting with Saudi leaders to increase oil production, American oil producers are concerned and advocating for American energy.
I think the president could save a lot of time and taxpayer dollars and come out here to Midland, Texas to talk to us instead of going to Saudi Arabia. He seems real intent on creating high-dollar union jobs, assembling solar panels. How about high-paying non-union jobs here in the oil industry? So, Mr. President, if you want to talk about increasing oil production, come out here and talk to us because we're just the industry that can help you out.
That was Latshaw Drilling President Trent Latshaw. Despite a slight drop in the national gas price average, overall inflation has increased since May, with the June Consumer Price Index reporting 9.1% inflation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Nearly 100 people have been hospitalized and hundreds became ill after consuming a lentil-based product from Daily Harvest. The Food and Drug Administration are investigating complaints as more and more lawsuits have been filed against the vegan food company, including one on behalf of an infant who was breastfeeding. Daily Harvest initiated a voluntary recall of the product last month after customers began to complain of becoming sick. The company said that it is committed to finding an answer and is doing comprehensive testing to rule out potential causes. An opera singer is no longer performing.
American soprano singer Angel Blue says she won't perform in an opera in Italy this month because blackface was used in the staging of a different work this summer on the same stage. She posted the note on her Instagram page. Blue blasted the use of, quote, archaic theatrical practices as offensive, humiliating, and outright racist. The theater said it was hoping that Blue, who is black, would accept an invitation to meet with officials in a dialogue over the issue, adding it had no reason nor intent whatsoever to offend and disturb anyone's sensibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.